on 103.7 The Buzz.
I don't mean to focus strictly on the money, but for Central Arkansas, the ATA World Championships,
big deal,
huge financial impact, and certainly we are thrilled to show a little Southern hospitality to people from all over the world. So that's another nice thing. But anyway, the bottom line is it's great for Central Arkansas, and I know folks are thrilled to have it. So while you do have to endure a little bit more of a parking issue downtown, it's certainly a small price to pay in the big scheme of things. Jenny O'Connor is back in the studio after, I don't know, when's the last time you were here?
I don't think you
came in last year.
I don't think I came in last year, probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm going to start making it an every other year dedicated appearance.
Well, you know what? That's good, because any more than that is cruel and unusual.
Right.
Sean doesn't mind it. He's a glutton for punishment. Sean Smith also back in.
I always can endure you guys.
The next time you come in, maybe we'll have you bring a board and see if we can get Christina to try to break it.
I want her to break it.
I think she can break it.
She's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I could not break a board.
I think you can do it.
We can teach you.
Coaching.
I'm sure you could.
Yes.
I'm sure you could.
Better yet, you know what? We need to bring my former co-host back and you can beat him up and put on the big padded deal again.
That was awesome. That was when we were much younger.
Yeah, that was fun. Fun
times. That was crazy.
You're still competing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you competing this weekend?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Yay.
Yes, in the Masters division. So we have this is one of the few times a year that I get to compete, and it's at World Championships.
Okay, super silly question. Does Masters mean age or you're like like
his ability level.
It's both.
It's experience. It does lead to age, but most of Masters have been training about 20 years.
Okay. That's like a legitimate question for someone who doesn't follow ATA, but I just wanted to know.
Yes, ma'am.
He has been training for 20 years. He is now 29. Sort of very young.
I wish I was.
When did you start? How old were you?
I started when I was 8.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
That's close.
So close enough.
That's good.
Yes, it's been 28 years now. You can do the math.
That's pretty good. Okay. So I saw a picture in the paper today, and there's already a lot of talk about it. When did everybody get in? When is everybody supposed to arrive?
A lot of people started coming in on Monday. The first part of the week is for our instructors and black belts. They do a lot of training throughout the week. And really, kind of like Sean was just saying, this is one of the times when these masters really get to work with other masters. You know, they spend so much time training their own students. This is kind of a different opportunity for them to train with their peers. And then the competition and everything will start on Friday and go through Sunday.
Okay. And what about, there's a weapons section, right? Isn't there a period where you can watch people with weapons?
Oh, yes. There's weapons competition. There's sparring. There's sparring with weapons this year.
Sparring with weapons.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's called combat, and it's really exciting.
What kind of weapons? Combat. Like knives and stuff? Like long swords?
We call them bong mongies, but they're like short sticks. But I think if you have to break a board next time, I think we should totally.
They're called what?
Bong mongies?
Bong mongies.
Bong mongies.
It's the Korean term.
Bong mongies? Yes.
Bong short mongies. Stick.
It's awesome.
I know. It's
Korean for short stick.
Okay.
So.
I'm so glad Tommy Smith is not here. Okay. That's cool. But there are little, what are the swords called? The little knife-looking things.
Well, there is swords. Gumdo. There's Osungdo. But everybody knows the nunchucks.
Yeah,
those. Yeah.
They're called songjibongs, which are double sticks.
Or nunchucks. I'll go with nunchucks.
Do people wear extra padding when they're competing with these, or no?
If they're just using the weapon, then they don't use padding. Now, if they're doing the combat sparring with the weapons, yes, they have the padding.
Okay.
But it really makes it fun because you can really hit as hard as you want.
Oh,
you
I like
really
that.
Feel it. Yeah.
What about like headgear and stuff like that?
Headgear, face mask, chest protector, everything.
You're not supposed to hit people in the head, though, I assume, right?
You can with the weapon.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
That's my specialty.
Is that right?
I mean, even when you're sparring without the weapons, a head kick.
It's worth more points.
Well, no, I would figure that would be fine, but I'm not sure if you're. Are you supposed to whack somebody in the head with a nunchuck? I mean, is that okay?
With the bong mongies,
yeah,
the sticks.
Oh,
they spar.
The
they spar only with the sticks.
Okay.
Yes.
They don't use the nunchucks.
They don't use
or the knives
or the swords.
Tragedy strikes the ATA World Championships today. Welcome into the zone. Yeah, that would be bad news. Okay, well, that makes me feel better about it then. All right, that's interesting. Sean Smith, Jenny O'Connor joining us again. The ATA Championships going on. Give me the hours and how many different areas are going on at one time, as they're all sort of centered around one particular spot.
When the competition starts on Friday, everything's at the State House Convention Center. Everything starts about 8 a.m., and we literally will go the whole day. I think everything finishes up about 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay.
Now, that's the Tournament of Champions, so everyone who competes on Friday has been competing all year long in order to earn a spot in the top 10 in their respective divisions. The divisions are broken up by age and belt rank, so you don't have a 7-year-old girl competing against Master Smith over here. So that's kind of how.
Lucky for you.
Yes.
You never. I saw some little 7-year-olds on the news last night. They were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, again, competition all day. Saturday's devoted to anyone under the age of 16. 17 and up will be on Sunday. A $10 pass gets you in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's cheap.
Good deal.
Yeah. Now, and I believe children under 5, I believe is what the age was, are free. So.
Okay. Now, are the Tiny Tigers the youngest ones?
Yes.
They're the youngest. They are 6, 3 to 6.
Okay, so we have little ones. All right.
Yes.
And they all win. Okay. You know, it's really awesome.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go. I want to check them out. That would be good. We're going to be out of town this weekend. But maybe catch some of it on Friday. So what time is the competition Friday?
Everything starts at 8 a.m. And like I said, it'll go till about 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay. We need to line it up somewhere we can be over there. That would be fun to watch take place while we're doing the show. That would be cool. Okay. So, yeah, very inexpensive for 3 days of fun. That's a deal.
Absolutely.
Are there any peripheral events going on around town?
The big event that's happening on Saturday night is the World Ceremony. That's going to be at Verizon Arena.
Okay.
And this year, the theme is ATA Strong Worldwide. And what they're going to have is they're actually having the first ever international team competition competing against each other that night in front of everybody. So Team USA, you know, we're cheering them on. Team from South America, from Europe.
Is there any Canadians?
I do not remember if there's Team Canada.
See,
but
we're just too
I don't
darn
know if they
nice
qualify.
Up there. No one wants to beat anyone up. We don't cause any drama. We
do have a huge presence in Canada, though.
Yes.
So.
I'm sure you do.
I could come
we
in.
Do.
They'd be whacking you with hockey sticks, though. That would not go really well. It's no good.
We got enough violence in that.
Is there an additional charge for the Verizon Arena event?
It is, the price varies based on seating, but you can log on to Ticketmaster and find out what's available.
Okay. Very good. Is your husband competing?
He is not competing, but what he is doing is he's going to be testing for his 6-degree black belt.
Okay.
If he passes that test, then next year he will be Master O'Connor.
That's exciting.
I know.
So 6-degree and then a master, that's the highest it goes? Like, Sean, are you the highest it is?
No. I'm actually 6-degree is the first rank as a master.
Okay.
Once you become a 6-degree, you have to qualify to become a master. You have a year's worth of training after that. And then, like, the masters that are going through their training right now, they're finishing up. This is their last day of their fast. They have a 3-day fast while they're training. I've seen several of them already this morning when I went to my classes to take this morning.
Grouchy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I want is a whole bunch of hungry, pissed off masters running around town. That's beautiful. Let's do that.
They're not going to be mad. No. They're all excited.
Well, it's all about discipline anyway.
Exactly.
That's what ATA is about. And we've talked about this before. Steve Shields, his son, has been involved in this.
Yes.
Again, from a discipline standpoint, a behavior standpoint, if you got a kid that's a little high strung, it's a great thing for them to try to get them focused and centered and to be able to be disciplined, self-disciplined.
It's really amazing what happens to the kids when they're in class. You know, they conform to what you tell them to do.
Yeah.
They just need that structure that martial arts provides.
People always say the kids need structure.
I don't find that
at my house. My kids shun structure, but they will listen to other people's structure. They're not interested in my structure. So, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm a bad parent.
No.
Is that a possibility?
No.
I think we should look at that. Yeah, I think it's probably better than that. More like 90-10.
You're 50. Chris is the other 50. Yeah, Christy balances it out.
She's the good part. So, all right. Well, that's cool. Lots of fun this weekend. Is everything – can you get all the information? One website only?
ATAonline.com.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Okay.
Just come on down to the State House where everybody's there now. There's plenty of things to see, and competition again starts on Friday.
Are they like practicing there right now and stuff?
I came straight out of a class and came straight here.
Okay. I read his Facebook this morning. He said he was training and
yes.
getting ready for his media appearance.
Ooh.
When does the fast end?
Because the fast ends today.
Okay, that's
those guys.
Are you fasting?
No, I'm not fast. No.
Heck no.
No.
I'm way too happy for that.
But as you were saying earlier, you can test for 7th degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that level, you're senior master. And 8th degree, that's chief master.
Okay.
And then
there's
it?
One grandmaster, but only one person can be the 9th degree black belt.
In the whole world?
In our organization.
In our organization.
Oh, okay. Who is that?
Grandmaster
Inholi.
Is he here?
He lives in Little Rock.
What?
Yes.
Yes,
out of the whole United States, he's straight up in Little Rock.
Little Rock. Well, we're international headquartered here, so.
Wow, big deal.
We'll have to get him in sometime.
Yeah, that's really
Has
cool.
Has he been up before?
I don't know.
He's hilarious. You'd love him.
Who's the son of
the founder?
Yes.
That is Taekwon Lee, and he is becoming a master this year, so it's a really big deal.
Now, is he still doing Hollywood stuff?
He's been working. He actually runs the production for opening or for world ceremonies.
Okay.
So he has his own production.
Had he done some stuff in Hollywood? Am I remembering this correctly?
And he's out of California. So
right.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. He'd been in the studio before. He's entertaining. Well, cool. Well, I hope everything goes as smoothly as it usually does. And we appreciate y'all making time to come up here. I know it's a busy week for y'all. But again, if you are out and you can go support it, you should. It's great for Central Arkansas. We're thrilled to have the ATA, you know, headquartered here. Certainly wonderful. So, good week for you guys. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope everything goes smoothly for you too, Sean.
I appreciate it.
Always, good luck.
Always good to
Thank
have you,
ma'am.
We'll be back.